You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, hoodie girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets out the buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie? It's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby, buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Do you think anyone else? So we're pretty sure. No. I mean, I was going to ask a question. We've done ice cream. Do we think anyone else? Like, dude, there's, I guess it's just Joe Bay. He's not going to transfer, is he?
No.
Because everyone else is kind of new or locked in, or we think it's gone. So, wrong show, fresh. This is basketball. Football shows Mondays at 8:30.
We're talking basketball. Don't get confused by the season ticket thing. That was just a tangent.
All right, should we just...
No, I don't think Joe Bay's leaving. We have the three freshmen. We think Wooga's leaving, Norchad's leaving. So we've got Nigel, Jaleel, Cleveland.
Yeah, we got eight. We got the eight we talked about, but I'm just I was more asking to think we'll have a surprise. Joe Bay's the only one that can leave. That would be a surprise. Everyone else is
kind of, yeah.
Or I guess technically and Cleveland.
So we're thinking like three more transfers, hopefully.
Or at least. Joe Bay to UCO.
You didn't have to be joking. We knew you were joking.
Joe Bay to UConn.
Should we do the Mount Rushmore? I mean, I got nothing else, hoops boys.
We did a show Saturday, and so.
Well, actually, here
this is the most. This is the most quiet I've ever heard from you two, and it's like because it's
we
so
covered
weird
everything on Saturday, but we had already said we were doing a show Wednesday, but nothing's happened, so we're kind of just like.
Joe Bate, a Frenchman in Arkansas. Good luck with that. The one. So I guess the other thing, Melissa, I haven't seen anything on women's basketball and whether Coach Collip is bringing her staff or any. I kind of weird. This all quiet on that front.
She did wish a happy birthday to Coach Fitz, so I'm hoping maybe she retains him.
I did see that, and like all the people that follow us on Twitter are like liking her tweets and stuff. That like Margie and Lynette and stuff. So
yeah, we're hoping some of the staff sticks around.
Yeah, the one thing I will say, so from that interview I did see, was she was talking about her current staff, and she was saying how it was the best staff that she's constructed during her entire tenure. So not to, you know, so. I would guess maybe a couple people would come.
Well, what did Toledo do with their head coaching position?
They hired somebody from crap. I saw it because Coach Culp tweeted it. They already hired somebody from another school. Like, I forgot what school. I can look it up though. Hold on.
But also, Matt, We mentioned that Matt watched some of their games and bro, and then we didn't actually talk
literally
about what he found.
To an hour podcast about her coaching strategy and philosophies.
And then we didn't talk about that though. Like we just said that you did it. We didn't actually talk about
what I know. Well, I mean, we can
let's do that. Let's do that now. Let's do that now.
They hired Ginny Bogus. Hold on.
Nate said.
She was the head coach at Monmouth. Monmouth? Is that how you say
it? Yeah, Nate posted it.
Yeah,
Monmouth. Nate posted it like 2 minutes ago, but you were looking on the other.
I was looking.
Showed up a minute late. I don't know. Who is this? Oh, is this the one that was like injured this whole year? We lost another one to the portal?
Who's that?
I'm pretty sure. There was the one recruit we had. Yeah, I think, right? Is that who it is? Who is that? No, it's not. Who was Angelica Velez? LSU player.
Hmm. Yeah. A lot of LSU players are transferring out. There's been like three, I think.
Go get Van Lith. So, Matt, what did you find? And like, Matt did this very detailed, like, deep dive.
No, I mean, it was a lot of, like, just different philosophy type things, like things that she's learned during her tenure in terms of, because it's like a podcast that's specifically about like coaching and whatnot, and like empowering your players and things that she's picked up. So like, I think I mentioned this to you guys, like she has like each practice she'll have like she'll assign different players to be like kind of like a coaching position during the practice. So they call timeouts during the practice. They're like, hey, you know, we need to be doing this better, you know, give feedback to the other players. And so then at the end of the practice, they get graded based on their leadership and whatnot. So I thought that was something that was very interesting as a monster truck drives by my neighborhood. But no, and I mean, just different things that she's picked up too. Like she talks about, you know, like after a game, she won't go and talk to the team immediately about things they need to work on or things to get better. She waits till the next day. And she went into all the reasons why and whatnot. Basically that, you know, things are more likely to be better received and be able to be more fixed if you do it like the next day rather than right after, you know, a hard fought game. You're more mentally like prepared to take things, I guess, you know? So I thought it was really interesting hearing that. And then she talked a little about like what she expects from her players offensively and defensively. So defensively, like, you know, she was talking about switching the one through the four. And I think a lot of this is like personnel based too, right? But she talked about like versatility on defense and whatnot. And the one thing that I thought was very interesting on offense was she runs a lot of chin series, which is like a set from Max might know it from the Princeton offense. So, you know, it's it's a set offense, but she has a lot of variations in it that lets her players make decisions and read the defense to make decisions. So it'll be interesting to see. And I know Melissa podcast or Melissa brought up the podcast she was on. Was it a podcast or the ACC show?
No, it was ACC Network. It was like ACC Network or something.
Yeah, and she was talking about, you know, adjusting her coaching style or her offense and whatnot to the players that she'll have and stuff. So I think it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, I want to watch that interview that you were talking about. But from what I did hear from that particular interview, and then they're doing her press conference tomorrow, I'm excited. She has a lot of experience, so it's not like we're like trying out some coach that's never been a head coach before. You know, she did really well at Toledo. So, you know, we're going to be tough on her because, you know, it's coming from Coach Meyer and we're obviously her biggest fans. But no, I'm excited. And it looks like a lot of our players are sticking around as of right now, knock on wood.
Well, we haven't had a show since Lachey entered the portal, have we?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Lachey did. So now it's Allie left, Allie Sedman left, Kyla Oldacre left, Julia Williams left, and Lachey Dwyer left.
We will not acknowledge that person. You put an FSU jersey on?
Yeah.
Done.
Done. Do you see anybody else leaving, Vish?
Probably.
Who? What else?
I don't know, but they're going to all meet with her. And she hasn't even had her formal press conference yet.
I think she's met with some of them already.
I'm sure she has, but I guarantee you as they get to, they're going to realize not a good fit for some of them, especially if she starts turning over the assistant coaches, assuming she does.
I mean, I want our whole class to stay, Max, not just Leah, but.
I don't think we'll lose any of the recruits. It's hard to, like, land on your feet at this stage if you're a high school recruit. It's better to stick with what you're. I mean, they'd have to, I guess they'd get out of their commitment because we have a new coach. So they wouldn't have to portal technically, but it's at this point, it's easier to.
No, I don't, I don't think that's how that works. I think if you're already part of the program, you have, even if the portal's closed, you have 30 days that you can leave because it's a new coach, but I don't think you just get out of your letter of intent. You can enter the transfer portal, but you don't get out of your letter of intent. Not that it matters because now they have this like unlimited transfer rule. So, but
I think it's different for the high school players though.
Yeah. I don't know how it works for high school. Cause like for football, like Julian Sain ended up at Ohio State. He entered the transfer portal and he never even attended Alabama. So I don't know how it works for basketball.
It should be the same rules for basketball. Either way, it's hard to land in a good spot at this point.
Yeah.
If you're a high school freshman trying to find a school right now. Until you end up with the Joe Bays and stuff. They're the ones.
Because Leah is a top 30 player and Anae is a top 40. I think she's at 41. So you got two top 50 players coming in. But
I still... So to answer your question, though, I think after she fills out her staff and stuff, I'm sure some people, at least one player will be like, this ain't for me anymore.
I hope not. I don't think LaMaya goes anywhere. I mean, coming off an ACL.
She's rehabbing and she already transferred one, so I would expect her to.
Yeah.
To stay. I think Cheyenne will stay.
I think Cheyenne and Jazz stay.
I'm looking at the bigs, maybe. Especially when Matt Singh.
So she did talk about, like, you know, adjusting how she plays depending to the roster right. and talent she has. But it was a lot of, like, four out, one big, you know. So that is something to kind of note.
I mean, that's how we played a lot of the year until we went with a two big lineup later in the year. We've already lost one big. Tasha's already transferred once, so I don't know that she's transferring again. Z transferring would break my heart.
The thing I do think you can sell though too is like, even though you play one big at a time, like the big is an integral part of the team, of the offense. You know, they make a lot of decisions in the high post and whatnot. So I mean, you can really sell that too.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know. We played a lot of two big lineups this year, and if she's not going to do that, I can see one of the bigs
being. Well, and this is all speculation too, right? Like she did say she would adjust accordingly to the personnel, but
and she might, but I don't know that that's necessarily adjusting to the personnel. If you look at who are our five best players, it's not necessarily with the two bigs on the court. So we'll see. Well,
Cheyenne, Jasmine, Jada left because she graduated. She didn't have any more eligibility left.
But like Leah Harmon is probably a starter. I don't know. It depends. Depends on how she wants
Cheyenne
to
play. And Leah
want to. We don't know what LaMaya's, you know, timetable is.
Yeah.
But if she's back, you could certainly argue she's better than Tosh or Z based on just talent. I don't know. It depends on how you want to play. But
if she's healthy, I could see her being in the starting lineup because she does a lot. She's a two-way player. She plays. She's one of our best defenders, and she can shoot. So and she's got no fear.
So it's not in this. I know what Matt was saying about her adjusting to her players. It's not necessarily the case that having two of them on the court same time is actually your best roster. Now we did lose some guards, so you know it's thinner there. Certainly this year we ran out a lot of lineups with one big on the court.
For most of the year we did. It was not towards the end of the season that we not till the end where we started doing the two big thing. And I mean Z and Tosh looked good together, but if they were to be our only two bigs going into the season, I don't know how you get both of them at the same time.
I mean, there's a lot of changes.
There's situations where you could do it, but I guess it depends on who stays.
Yeah, so she, I mean, not really. She was kind of a late add to the recruiting class.
Who, our freshman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hers, what was it, a shoulder injury?
Yeah, she's Puerto Rican.
What position is she?
Bleacher's a forward.
I don't know a lot about her.
She's 6'4". She's tall.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think she was supposed to be she was supposed to be part of this recruiting class, and she I believe reclassified to show up early and then was injured and didn't play.
Oh, so she's still got 4 years.
Yeah, she's definitely got 4 years. We'll see what happens there. I still think we're gonna have more players coming in and leaving,
as the new coach kind of gets more embedded. Because that's generally what happens.
What do you think? How many? You want to do an over-under?
I mean, we've already had four leave. So I think, I can't imagine we're going to have that many more leave.
One or two?
Yeah, probably one or two. I think we're going to, and then we have three freshmen, right?
Yeah.
And then I think probably in the portal for another three players, at least.
Probably a big.
Maybe. I think it's just whatever you can get.
Yeah.
You can get by in the women's game without a lot more without having a big. Because the whole game is played below the rim. It's just a different sport.
Yeah. I need Z to stay.
If the Andor Chad.
I can't have I can't have both my favorite players leave. But I did promise Leah that if they make the Final Four, I would get a 42 jersey. So.
Well, I mean, Jalea put on FSU jersey, so all bets are off at this point.
And she likes Popeyes, just saying.
But unofficially.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, where'd you see that?
All right. Proof? Cue the socks outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.